الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to hadith number 97 of this blessed book of Umdatul Ahkam, and the hadith was narrated by Ubadah ibn al-Samit, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no salat for one who does not recite the mother of the book. And the mother of the book, it was translated here to be the essential chapter, that is Al-Fatiha. There is no salat. What does that mean? This is a negation. And in the hadiths of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and before that in the Quran, negation can be used to say that there is nothing existing. As we say, La ilaha, there is no God worthy of being worshipped. Illallah. So we negate something, we say that it does not exist. There is no one in the house, meaning there is no person in the house. Also, negation can mean to negate something out of perfection. So someone says, did you work out today in the gym? I said, I did not work out, but I went for 10 minutes. So by saying I did not work out, I do not mean that I did not go to the gym. I mean that it wasn't the perfect workout that I usually have. And we have a number of evidences. For example, when the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wassalam, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. A person who does not have honesty, he has no iman. Does this mean he's kafir? When the Prophet says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you would not believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. When he said, لا يؤمن, does this mean that he's not a believer, he's a kafir? Scholars said, no. This means that it is not the perfect iman. And this is the difference between us and the deviant groups. We who follow the methodology, the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that iman increases with good deeds and decreases with bad deeds or with sins. The deviant groups don't look at it this way. Deviant groups like who? Like Al-Khawarij or like Al-Murji'ah. Both of them are deviant on different extremes. Khawarij saying that Iman is a full unit. Murji'ah are also saying Iman is a full unit. How can that be? They say that Iman does not increase. Either it's there all the way or it's out all the way. And that is why Al-Khawarij say, if you make a major sin, you've nullified your iman. You're kafir and you're in hell forever. Any major sin. And that is why Al-Murji'ah say, no matter what sins you do, major, minor, as long as you don't associate others with Allah, you are a full-fledged mu'min. And you are in paradise with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. So they both went into extremes, though the same concept is there, which is iman does not increase and does not decrease. The believers don't believe in this. Those who are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe that it is increased by good deeds and decreased by sins. And that is why it fluctuates the level of iman. And that is why the iman is 70 plus branches. Meaning that if I have 20 branches, I'm a believer. But I still have 50 plus to complete and become a true, full-fledged believer. And that is why when we look at some of the hadiths, you have to be careful. You don't take one hadith or one verse or one set of evidence and neglect the others. This is not the doing of a proper student of knowledge. This is the doing of the people of innovation, the deviant sects. They take one verse, and that is it. Khalas. Okay, but there are other verses that can make you understand this verse better. No, 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 I need only this. And when you go to this hadith, The Prophet says, لا صلاة, there is no prayer. So what does the Prophet mean? Other example, لا صلاة لمن لا وضوء له. There is no prayer for someone who does not have wudu. Is this specifying that the prayer is incomplete or the prayer is invalid? It is invalid. Definitely, you all know this, obviously. Likewise, when we come to this hadith, scholars differed, but they all agreed that whoever does not recite Al-Fatiha, if he's an individual, then his prayer is invalid, with the exception of Al-Hanafi school of thought, because they thought that, no, it is sufficient to read a portion of the Quran, one ayah of the Quran, not necessarily Al-Fatiha. But this is an exception that we would neglect because we have the hadith supporting it. So the majority say, reciting the Fatiha is a must if you're an individual or if you are an imam. And they differed whether it is a must for you if you are a follower or not. We will come to this, inshallah, later on. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ, to those who do not recite, أم الكتاب. أم means mother. Al-kitab is the Quran, the book. So does this mean أم الكتاب, the mother of the book? And does the book has a father? What does this mean? No, in Arabic, when used with something, meaning that it is the reference and the prominent thing. So when we say, for example, in describing Mecca, what do we call it? Ummul Qura, as described in the Quran. What does Ummul Qura mean? It doesn't mean the mother of all villages. It means the prominent among all villages and cities and countries. It is the head. When we say, I hit him on Ummu Ra'seh. Umm Ra'seh. What do they mean? They mean that this area which holds all of the head, the skin that holds all of the head. So is used with a lot of things. We have the phrase of the mother of all battles, Ummul Ma'arik. Not that it is the mother, it means that it's the prominence, it's the battle of all battles. And likewise, and we know that the Fatiha is the greatest surah in the Quran. No surah is similar to it. And we know that it has a number of names. Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on his soul, one of the great tabi'een, stated that there were 400 sacred books. All of them were summarized and composed in Torah, Injil, Zabur. And all of these books were summarized and summoned in Al-Quran. And the whole of the Quran was summarized in the greatest chapter, which is Al-Fatiha. Some of the names of Al-Fatiha is Ummul Kitab, Al-Fatiha, Al-Shafiya, Al-Kafiya, Al-Salat, Ruqya, because the Prophet ﷺ considered to be Ruqya as well, and so many other names, a lot of names the authors and the scholars have compiled to show us that how great this surah is. And it's the habit of Arabs, whenever they glorify something or whenever something is of importance, that they give it a lot of names. That is why we have so many names for Allah Azza wa Jal. The one we know of is 99 names. Whoever memorizes them and understands their meaning and calls Allah by them will enter Jannah, as in the hadith. Man ahsaha dakhal al-Jannah. Also, there are lots of names for hell. Fire, for example. So many names in the Quran mentioned, and so many names for paradise, so many names for so many things. The sword, for example, has a number of names, because the more the thing is valuable and prominent, the more names it has. Now, we come to the ruling on reciting the Fatiha. We've stated before that it is a pillar of prayer to recite the Fatiha, and without it, your prayer is invalid, la salat. However, Yeah, the difference among scholars is great when it comes to the follower, the ma'mum, the person following his imam in prayer. Is he supposed to read the Quran or recite the Fatiha or not? We have a number of evidences, and these evidences, if we apply a portion of them, meaning that we have to cancel the other portion. So, you remember, when we have conflicting evidences, the highest and best level is to join and combine. Why? Because we're applying both evidences. If we are unable, we have to look at the date so that we would say that the latest abrogates the earliest. If we are unable, then we have to authenticate and see which of the evidences is more authentic and higher in grade and degree than the other, and we take that. If not possible, we abstain, we stop and say, I do not know how to combine these conflicting evidences, but I believe that there are scholars who know. I'll wait until they tell me. And this is a sign of respect to the evidences that are conflicting. I would not accuse my mind and say these evidences are wrong. I will not accuse these evidences. I will accuse my mind and say that I am unable to understand how to combine between them. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.